Welcome to the Kuppinger Kohl Analyst Chat. I'm your host. My name is Matthias Reinwart. I'm an advisor and analyst with Kuppinger Kohl Analysts. Today is June the 3rd of 2024. Tomorrow is the 4th of June of 2024. And tomorrow starts the EIC in Berlin. And this is the final episode before that. And who can talk much better about that than Warwick Ashford, who has been our guide towards EIC for the last months. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Matthias.
So, Warwick, you're officially a senior analyst with Kuppinger Kohl, but you will also be the moderator of the keynote section of the upcoming EIC. So we want to talk a bit about the EIC, of course, what is to be expected for those who have missed it because they watched this episode far too late. They can catch up with what they've missed and all the videos will be available. But what are you looking forward to when we talk about starting EIC tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. There's really so much. I'm really excited to be moderating the keynote sessions. I mean, there are lots of really great speakers this year. We've got Anil John from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. We've got Moritz Heuberger from the German Federal Ministry of the Interior. We've got Max Schrems, of course. We've got Kai Zenner from the European Parliament. Joni Brennan from the Digital ID and Authentication Council of Canada. And Nat Sakamura from the OpenID Foundation. And that's just the opening day tomorrow.
Right. So this will be a really an interesting day to start with. And I think, as usual, almost as usual, we will be starting with a keynote by our founder, by Martin Kuppinger, right?
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, the first keynote is going to be from Martin, as you say, and he's going to be talking about rethinking digital identity in the era of AI and decentralization. So there's highlighting some of the main themes that we've got this year. There's a lot on AI, the impact on society and our lives and the way we work. There's a lot on EIDAS and decentralized identity, and we'll talk more about that later. And of course, a lot on security and identity. And yeah, so lots to look forward to.
Right. So, but that's, as you said, is just the first day. These are just the opening keynotes. There will be workshops tomorrow as well. So the usual, we call it pre-conference workshops. So that will be the starting point, and there will be lots of interesting knowledge to gather there. I will be doing one workshop as well, together with a team of really seasoned experts in the area of decentralized identity. But there is more. What else can the audience look forward to for this day one? And also, we are still working through our week until Friday. So there's our four packed days. What else is to be expected from your perspective?
Well, in terms of the workshops, I think the other really interesting and probably the most popular workshop is going to be, other than yours, of course, on decentralized ID deployment, is the one on building a secure and robust generative AI tech stack. I think that's going to be the one that's going to get people there, because it's looking at how to actually do something. And, you know, that's very much along the theme of the workshops too. In terms of the other keynotes, I mean, when I was still working as a journalist, I followed Max Schrems from his first battles with Facebook, and he'll be talking on the future of privacy tomorrow. And then afterwards, he'll also be taking part in a panel discussion with other experts about the likely impact of AI on human privacy and identity integrity. So I'm really looking forward to that. But as you said, all the keynote sessions yesterday are great. And in the track sessions, there are a couple of security-related sessions that I'm looking forward to, especially those around identity threat detection and response, ITDR. I think that's going to be a big topic in this coming year. And so that's why we're looking at it at EIC this year. And obviously, AI-powered security threats, that's going to get quite a lot of attention. And improving identity defense strategy, I think there's going to be a lot more emphasis, like with the ITDR, on defending identities, the idea of security around identity. And then finally, that one of the things that I'm really looking forward to, the top risks of identity and credential-based cyber attacks, because looking at the latest reports around breaches, credential-based cyber attacks are still very, very high up there.
Right, exactly. And it's really interesting to see that, although it's when we look at a conference that's just just identity in air quotes, there are so many topics that are just really growing and emerging around the topic of identity management and identity and access management and identity governance. And as you said, ITDR, Identity Threat Detection and Response, just adds to this pool of capabilities that identity delivers to the larger capabilities of cybersecurity. And I think that is an important thing as well. It's just so many different aspects. We have privacy when we talk about decentralized identity. We have security when we talk about ITDR, but also all the overlapping topics that we see when it comes to, for example, using generative AI, also in the context of identity management. These are really interesting topics, and I think there will be lots around these topics as well.
Of course, as you know, you'll be moderating the track on decentralized identity and identity beyond the enterprise. And I think EIC is a great opportunity this year to get to grips with the EIDAS 2 regulation, which is many people reckon is ready to reshape digital identity globally, because it not only enhances the framework for digital identities within the EU, but it could also set a world standard for managing and using digital identity services. So, you know, what's your perspective on that track that you'll be moderating?
I think it will be, of course, it will be an interesting track because there are so many important and interesting people on that track, those who actually do it, those who write the standards, those who do all the evangelizing work when it comes to telling the story about decentralized identity, but also really people from governmental organizations around the globe will be there, and they will talk about how they really want to, and actually are doing that already, to put that into reality. And this is, I think, the most important part. I'm co-moderating with Daniel Goldscheider. He is one of the proponents of decentralized identity. So I can more or less let him do the work, which is easy. No, he's the expert, and it's nice to have such a great group of people. And EIDAS, I think, will be a game changer, because we always talk about decentralized identity, self-sovereign identity, and we think of deriving our decentralized identities, or the identities that we actually use from our wallets, from something that is stable and reliable. And these trust frameworks, they are important. They are an important topic to look at. But EIDAS, as a state-driven effort and an EU-driven framework, will allow us to have strong identities to derive these digital identities, these decentral identities in our wallets as well. So these trust topic maybe is a bit better covered now. We don't have to talk about to have peer-to-peer agreements, but we have EIDAS, and that will be a game changer, so that we have our states' IDs also in some shape or form in the wallet that we use in our daily life. I think that will be very, very interesting.
Well, as you mentioned, there's quite a lot around the European identity wallets. So I think that will be, they'll be very popular. Attendees will also get the opportunity to learn how EIDAS 2 is setting the benchmark standards for privacy, security, and interoperability, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about interoperability. They'll also get insights into the implications of EIDAS for the global digital economies and innovations in identity management. So, and then we'll also be talking around the discussions about the regulations impact. So I think there's a lot in there around EIDAS, and I think EIC is going to really set the tone for this year.
Right. And when we're talking about interoperability, then of course I have also to mention the workshop that I will be doing tomorrow as the pre-conference workshop, because we are doing that with the Decentralized Identity Foundation, and they are really focusing especially, not only, but especially on standardization, on interoperability, on schema, on trust frameworks, to make sure that you don't have only one identity and that does not work with all the other fine services, but that these are interoperable. And we will really see, ideally, to have a 2 hours workshop that gets from requirements to the actual implementation of such a decentralized identity issuing service, and the real usage of these identities, to make sure this is not rocket science. This is well proven. This is interoperable. Just do it. That would be the message of the 2 hours workshop for tomorrow. So interoperability, showing that Kim Duffy Hamilton will be there together with me, and we will do that 2 hours workshop, and that will be focusing on actually making things work.
And then picking up on that, obviously, will be the topic of OpenID for verifiable credentials, because that's the set of standards and protocols designed to facilitate the exchange of verifiable credentials in a digital environment and how they'll integrate with the European digital identity wallet. So speakers on this topic include, I think, Paolo De Rosa, a policy officer from the European Commission, Torsten Lodestedt, he's a lead architect from Germany's EU digital identity wallet. So lots of stuff in there too.
But we need to make sure that it's not only decentralized identity. This is not a conference around decentralized identity, but we will cover that in very much detail. But there will be other aspects as well. So, and what I'm really interested in seeing, as I'm an advisor, I'm talking to end user organizations. I just want to see best practices. I want to see IAM just work. To work effectively, work in a compliant fashion, automated at scale, appropriate to 2024 and beyond. And there will be also talks around that. I think that is also important. So to combine the basics and how things really work, plus the emerging topics like decentralized identity, like generative AI, and beyond, integration of cybersecurity in IAM landscapes. I think that is the really interesting part of EIC to see, we do the top-notch, the emerging stuff, but we also make people understand something to learn to take home and just implement back home.
Well, of course, there's the whole community side of things that is what is so great about EIC. It's typically a who's who in the identity world. So this is the opportunity to engage with those who are shaping the future of digital identity. So there are numerous networking opportunities, as always. There are lovely long coffee breaks and lunch breaks, and then the workshops that we've been mentioning and the panel discussions. There's also the OpenID anniversary reception tomorrow night. Happy hour on Wednesday, either on the Spray River Cruise or at the conference center. There's the chance to discover and meet those who are delivering outstanding projects in the digital identity and information security space at the EIC Awards. And of course, there's the EY Sightseeing Morning Run on Thursday at 7 a.m. Will you be there, Matthias?
I will wave and cheer, I think. So that will be my main task there, especially because it will be on Wednesday or on Thursday. I'm not quite sure.
I think it's on Thursday morning. It's at 7 a.m., just after the networking. So all the people on the cruise will just have a few hours to kind of, you know, and then they'll have a nice rejuvenating run through the sights of Berlin.
Exactly. But to make sure, really to highlight that as well, we are just in the middle of Berlin, in the middle of the former East Berlin. We are on Alexanderplatz and the BCC in the Berlin Congress Center, which is a nice venue, and of course it's just close to the TV tower. So it's really an interesting venue, and starting a morning run there, I imagine, might be a nice thing to do on Thursday morning. And to make that complete, we will also do the award ceremony. This time, not in the large hall, but we will do it also outside. So that will be interesting to see.
Yeah, I believe so. That should be interesting, and that should be fun.
Exactly. I don't think we have a red carpet, but that's the only thing that's missing. So everything else will be there. I will be there. I will be presenting a few of these awards. So I'm really looking forward to that. Any final things you want to highlight? We could talk about EIC because this is really our baby and it's our flagship event. But I always say if I would not have to go there, I would love to go there. So this is really something that I enjoy being there. And as you said, it's more or less a class reunion of the identity people. And I think this is really the good thing about it. Your final thoughts before we close down, what will be your most favorable moment at EIC, where as you expected to be?
I think it's difficult to single out any one thing, but just it's the atmosphere of being there. I mean, this year is just great. There are more than 200 hours of content. There are more than 320 speakers this year. And the great news is because everything's streamed, people don't have to make difficult choices. They can just go to the one that they feel like watching then and there. But then they can catch up later, because anyone who has entrance to EIC has access to the videos afterwards, which is absolutely brilliant, because you don't have to make those difficult choices, because that's the one thing that I hate about conferences, is going this one or that one. And then, you know, you lose out on something. But as EIC, you lose nothing. You lose out on nothing.
Exactly. And it's 5 tracks over 4 days. And as you said, it's 200 hours. So it's just a calculation. It's just 4 times 5 times the hours we spend. So that's quite some time. So I think
we actually got 6 tracks this year, Matthias. We've got 6 tracks this year. We've got the one on upgrading reality. That's the AI one. We've got Inside Enterprise, Beyond Enterprise, Trends and Innovation, Digital ID Deep Dives, and then the whole security track, Fortress Identity. So really great tracks this year.
Okay. So even then, there I was wrong, but even better, all this content will be available to you afterwards. It's the videos. And it will be the presentations as PDF download, so you can really use that also for your own purposes in your own organization and learn from that, and really maybe use some of the templates that are in there just for your day-to-day work. So it's not only just emerging, it's just making people more effective afterwards. I think that's really important. And I will do that as well, because, of course, you and I, we just have one choice of these 6 tracks to be in, and all the others will be most probably very, very interesting and important to look at afterwards. So final sentence from my side: today is June 3rd. Tomorrow is the first day of EIC. There are still tickets. There are especially still virtual tickets. If you say, okay, I cannot travel to Berlin, which is an error, of course, but if you cannot, pick a virtual ticket and you will be entitled to taking live, to take part live in one of these streams, and afterwards, as you have described, Warwick, can have a look at these other streams afterwards, and also over time, over the rest of the year and beyond, to have a look at these events. So if we convinced you to be there, then please join us. Join us in Berlin. Reach out to Warwick and me. If you're coming anyway, reach out to Warwick and me and the team. We'll be delighted to talk to you and get your feedback also on that podcast, this time then in person. Even if you watch this after EIC, which of course is also, again, an error, then you still can say, okay, this sounds like an interesting event in retrospective, and it will be. You can still get a ticket and can look at these videos afterwards. But what is better than being there live?
Absolutely. So, I look forward to seeing you and everyone else tomorrow and through the week.
Exactly. And one important note to make afterwards is there will be a live episode recorded at EIC together with Mike Neuenschwander, where we'll have some first impressions of EIC 2024 just directly from the event. That will be next Monday. And then there will be a short break of this podcast, but there will not be any break of any videos, because, of course, EIC will produce lots of interesting videos, tidbits with people talking to them, interviews, more deeper insights into that. And we will put that out over the next days and weeks. And we will be back with this podcast by early July. Thank you very much, Warwick, for being my guest today, for being our moderator tomorrow. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you in person in Berlin tomorrow, and looking forward to seeing the audience there as well. Just get in touch, reach out to us, and I will be delighted to talk to you.
Same here. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.